I'm coming from Zagreb, from Museum Documentation Center, and in my presentation, I will speak about just a little bit about my institution, about computerization in Croatia, and after about the tracking of digital heritage and about two portals. Our institution is a public institution founded in 1955, and it is the central point of documentation, information, and communication activities of the Croatian Museum. The coordinator, we are also, in the last 10 years, the coordinator of network of museums. And we are the site for the promotion of Croatian museums at home and abroad, the place of gathering of museum professionals and for sharing knowledge. The project of computerization we started in the 1980s. It was a software modus done by Museum Documentation Association. But the implementation of systematic computerization was ensured in 2004 by the Ministry of Culture when it acquired the M++ software produced by Link2. MDC was given the role of coordination and expert advice in installing, maintaining and monitoring the treatment of museum holdings with the aim of improving the computer cataloging of museum objects. By the end of 2016, the M++ software was installed in 158 Croatian museums. MDC continued to coordinate and advise in the installation of software, basic adjustment, documentation consulting, and education through workshops and seminars of professional staff. Just now I will show one M++ screen. It is the collection of Museum Documentation Center, it's the collection of museum posters. And we have a large collection, about 17,000 posters, and just less than 6,000 is digitalized. On the next slide, you will see the presentation of that collection on our website. We have launched the new version, redesigned version of website in July, and I'm sorry that I have all the slides in Croatian, but I hope that you will understand. This is the web presentation of that collections, and you have seen the data just now. Also, description about the poster and the other posters in those collection, in that collection. This is not a collection. This is a project, but it is also the example of implementation of M++ online. This is one database about world images to museums and museum holdings in Croatia. As you remember, in the 90s we were in homeland war, and so many objects are destructed, stolen, and missed. And we have done this database in which we just now have only 1,200 objects from about 50,000 that is missed, or stolen, or damaged. Another project, in another topic, I will speak just a little bit about projects for tracking the digital museum's heritage online. We have developed that project in several parallel directions. The project Museums of Croatia on the Internet, we started in 1996, but we stopped it in 2008, and I will show you and explain you later why. We have done 33 museums, institutions website, and after that we realized that we have to change the strategy. In 2002, we started creating online collections. It is very, very interesting situation that 29 private collectors donated their collections to the city of Zagreb. So we realized 10 virtual collections from that 29. On this slide, you have seen the picture of the front page of the website of the collection of Vjenceslav Richter. We also continued with monitoring of systematic column presentations of digitized museum collections from other museums. And from this year, we organized manifestation which promote multimedia and web projects. On this slide, this is also an example of donations to the City of Zagreb Online. As you can see, it is implemented the same methodology. There are all objects, photos of all objects, metadata. There are some description of the collections itself and also something about the biography of the collectors. And in this case, you can also listen to the audiovisual records. I have already mentioned that the information about Digital Museum Heritage Online we published on our website. It is this on this latest picture. The presentation is very simple. It is a picture, a title, and a link to that original website. And we just now have information about online exhibitions, online collections, virtual exhibitions, virtual museums, and the total number is about 55 digitized museum objects included on all those websites. Just a few words about the manifestation movie. I'm very happy that I have a possibility to listen to the presentation yesterday about Czech colleague and about their experience in their festival of museums, museums film. We have a younger manifestation. It's called the movie, Musei Video Film, Museums Video Film. And this, as you can see, it will take place next week in Museum of Contemporary Art, when about 34 museums films will be shown. The next day will be organized Movie Lab. It's a new one festival, a festival of multimedia and web projects. What we pointed out as an exceptional fact in connection with Movie Lab is that all the presentations are being presented jointly by museums professionals and their outsourced companies together. Just now I will show you a few examples of the projects that will be shown. This first one is produced by Ethnographic Museum of Istria, and it is called Istrian Traditional Instruments Online. This is the experience of Archaeological Museum in Zagreb. Last 4 years they have done a lot of experiments, and so they will present us in a presentation called Tovar, the Virtual Archaeological Museum in Zagreb. This is a very interesting project done by student Sanja Kuzmanović from Design School, and she has done this web archive of one artist and of his project Anti-Museum. Networking of the digital collections of the Croatian Tourism Museum and the Movitor Virtual Museum of Tourism. It's another presentation produced by Croatian Tourism Museum. And this is one multimedia exhibition done by Zadar Archaeological Museum. This is one really interesting project produced by Center for Women's Studies, who takes care for Maria Juric Zagorka Memorial Apartment. She is a well-known writer who lived in the beginning of the last century, and they have done one project together with Radiona Orgis, an association for implementation of do-it-yourself cultural projects. This is a very huge project that this year has it's awarded with award for cultural attraction in Croatia for this year, and it is done produced by City of Šibenik, Šibenik Municipal Museum, and also Kadej Consortium. And you can see all digital contacts that is done for presentation of one fort, Barone Fort. These were the examples of the presentations. And in the third part of my presentation, I will talk just a little bit about our website. We are very glad that today we, that this year we celebrate the 20 years of presence on the web, and that web, our website is characterized with a vast range of digital content. We are also proud on powerful linkage with the museum community, because we are aware that nothing we should do be, without their help and communication. So MDC has managed during these 60 years to advance and put the proper value upon very diverse experience, and in the last 20 years to bring them together in the digital presence. Just now in this slide I have put a list of all projects and collections online that we have realized during these 90 years, but I don't want, I will show just a few slides of some of them because it is not time to speak about each. This is a collection of photographs that we have in our institution. It's connected with the museum, museum's activities, expositions, museum professionals, and we have about 30,000 photographs from museums field. And just now, maybe a little part of that is presented on the web. This is the collection of videos, because after last edition of movie, we decided to put them on, online also. This is very very interesting project of personal archive of distinguished museum professionals. You can see the pictures of the person, and on this slide you can see some data about creator or professionals, and a little description, little photo album, and also you can talk, you can listen the voice of the person. On the first page of our website, we have included in third column the project calendar of events. We have developed it from 1999 as a collaborative project. That means that if some museums want to be a part of MDC pool, we get into it a password, and so he can in database put each event that he that they want. We are also a very strong publisher. We have about 10 publications, and this is one of them. It is Informatica Museologica. It has its paper edition, but also e-edition. So if you want, you can read full text of all articles that is included in that issue. In 2005, we have developed a site Croatian Museums and Collections Online, but from this year we started to, we have developed that as a subsidiary site. That means that the another site different from, it's connected with the first one, but it is with a different content. As you have seen from that, from this map, you can find each museum in several regions. You choose a region and you will find in same color the museums. You can find it on basic search, on advanced search. Searchable is according to the following 9 criteria: status, city, kind of museum, museum collections, documentation funds, archive library, restoration workshop, preparation workshop. You can find in one city all the museums. You can also use Google Maps Street View. And the objective of MDC was to create the platform from presentation of all museums in Croatia at 3 levels. As I have already spoken, I have already mentioned the project of Museum of Croatia on Internet. We have developed only 33 websites, but we wanted to do that for all Croatian museums. And that's why we have do this project. And on all museums in Croatia are described on three levels, on museum level, collection level, and item level. On this picture you can see, in this first phase, we have realized to connect five databases and to put the results on the museum profile page. That means that from online ORG you can find all services, description of a museum, a list of collections. From calendar of events you have a search of that museum, and also from MDC funds you can find all posters, from personal archive all persons, and from library catalog everything that we have in our MDC library. We would like in the second phase also to connect another three databases, so that will be our aim. If you want to know something about collections, you can choose also a collection from the museum profile, and you can find all details about that collection, and also collection description, and also museum objects from the selected collection. If you want to know something about one object, you can click on them and you will find the presentation of that museum object with enlarged photo, with some data, and also with different with all objects that are included in that collection. So MDC is encouraged by the idea that today the digital revolution is going on every day, and that it seeks constant change, innovativeness, knowledge, and new ways of communication. And I would like just to say thank you for your attention, and my last slide is connected with the first slide, because I started with the QR code of QR code. QR code that is in the front cover of our paper edition Guide to Croatian Museum and Collections, and if you take a snapshot you will open a short video about eight minutes showing the multimedia presentation of permanent exhibition of some Croatian museum. I have a video here, but I'm not so sure that we have enough time to show it. Thank you.